Remove a quote immediate threat.
More cries for more information in the Jeffrey Epstein case, as those clamoring for it say releasing grand jury transcripts could take a long time and would ultimately require the approval of a judge. This is ABC News. The search for a 9-year-old Canadian girl is now over as her body is found, but there are a lot of questions surrounding her death. ABC's Allison Cusick reports.
The desperate search for 9-year-old Melina Fratellin ending in tragedy. Investigators finding her body in upstate New York. Authorities say her father, Luciano, had called 911 at about 10 p.m. Saturday night to report his daughter had possibly been abducted in the town of Lake George, a popular summer destination in the Adirondacks. Melina and her father are both from Canada. Police say as the case progressed, law enforcement says there were inconsistencies in the father's account of events and the timeline he provided. Allison Cossack, ABC News, New York.
Not since Tiger Woods has one player dominated professional golf the way Scotty Scheffler has the past few years. He won the British Open on Sunday, winning another major, and now is one win away from the coveted career Grand Slam. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Morning show host Joel Karnick met with Glenn Wagner to talk about the upcoming Butternut Pioneer Days.
The first thing you're going to see, you're not going to see it on the posters. This is going to be kind of a local kickoff, which is now kind of expanding. But we're going to start Thursday night, so July 24th, instead of the traditional Friday night through Sunday. We're going to have like a local rib fest, we're calling it. They used to happen downtown with a bunch of area families. Died off a little bit, and Jenny Wagner from Butternut Cafe approached us and said, I want to have that back up at the park. You know, we're already set up there. We had the big tent, so the facilities are there. So she's got a group of people that are going to go up there and do kind of a local barbecue cook-off. So I don't have all the details on that. It's just kind of a local fluid thing we're going to try.
Okay.
And with that, we had last year, if you remember, Friday night, we had women's softball that we tried. We used that to fill a void, and it went over very, very well. And this year, that event got bumped due to the formation of the new City League team, the Butternut Bulldogs.
Okay.
So they're going to play a scheduled game against the Glidden Orioles Friday night.
Okay.
And I got a little bit of backlash from some of the ladies out there that really wanted to keep playing.
Oh, yeah?
And especially Callie Rallinger. I want to give her a shout-out on that.
Sure.
She's like, no, we're going to play.
Okay.
So we decided, since we're going to have this little rib fest up there, the women are going to play their softball game Thursday night.
Okay.
So now we got a few more things going on. So you won't see it on the posters, but, and again, if you're interested, any age, any skill level, it's going to be a mix of slow pitch and fast pitch, you know, depending on who's at the plate, who's on the mound.
Sure.
You know, it's just going to be a lot of fun. So definitely if you're interested in that, you can get a hold of me yet. You can get a hold of Callie Rattlinger on Facebook, or contact Troy Shawinski.
So we'll kind of draft or split up teams or whatever that night.
Yeah, we'll just get together, divvy it up and get out there and have some fun.
This interview is available in full on 98qcountry.com under podcasts. But if you can't make it there, don't worry. We'll be playing snippets of it all this week right here on the local news with Austin Brume. I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
My father Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet. 100% locally owned. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. Get honest advice to keep your vehicle running strong. Right now, get 0% financing for up to 36 months, plus $1,000 bonus cash on all 2025 1500 Silverados in stock to qualified buyers. Or up to $7,500 on a 2.7-liter 1500 Silverados for current 2011 or newer Chevy owners. Hurry, these savings won't last. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or MinocquaCars.com.
We don't have a farm bill, and commodity prices continue to crater. So why are Wisconsin farmers still optimistic? I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. We'll find out an answer next.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Farm Technology Days, Generations of Progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There's also a rotary parlor, seminars, and, of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Jeff Hatacek is an assistant professor in the Agriculture and Applied Economics Department on the UW-Madison campus. He said a recent survey done by Purdue University shows, despite all the pitfalls that Wisconsin farmers are working around, they remain optimistic about their future.
I think when it comes to farmer sentiment, you know, I'm actually surprised. I think farmers are generally more optimistic than I would have anticipated if I would have expected to be at this point here in July. My colleagues at Purdue do this ag barometer, and they test sort of current farmer sentiment and their prospects about the future. And even though, you know, farmers generally acknowledge that trade uncertainty is harmful for their economic bottom line, I think they're still optimistic that in the long run, these negotiations will result in a little bit more favorable outcomes.
Jeff Hatacek, he's an assistant professor in the Department of Applied and Agriculture Economics on the UW-Madison campus. He said the big, beautiful bill recently adopted into law actually has about 90% of what normally would be included in a farm bill. He said farmers remain optimistic that some of the trade negotiations going on will benefit them in the long run.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVets Bovine Goldlight to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Goldlight keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Goldlight at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And it looks like your palate is going to get a surprise at this year's Wisconsin State Fair on Friday. The State Fair announced that they're looking at nearly 100 brand new foods and 16 new food and beverage vendors joining in them for the big event coming up in August. Things like Dubai Funnel Cake, Pineapple Sunrise, Dill Dog Dorito Bombs are some new food opportunities they've added to the list. More details available now at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
The Brewers head to Seattle.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers opening a three-game series against the Mariners at T-Mobile Park. The Brewers with a 6-5 win yesterday on the road against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Manager Pat Murphy pleased with catcher Eric Haas and shortstop Joey Ortiz.
It felt good that we kept grinding at bats out. They know how they have to play. And, you know, Eric Haas, he doesn't get to play very much, getting a big RBI. Oh, two outs, you know, Ortiz, what can you say about the way the guy plays? Defensive.
The Brewers have now won 10 in a row. NFL Packers reporting to Green Bay for the start of Wednesday's first day of practice. Linebacker Quay Walker, physically unable to perform. He's been dealing with that ankle injury at the end of last season.
Hard to say. I think I just do too much thinking, to be honest with you. Instead of just going out there and just play. Half is making me think, whatever the case may be, it'd just be me trying to do everything right instead of just lining up and just playing. I can be a real, real productive player.
That's Packers linebacker Quay Walker with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather. It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm, our low around 60. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
98 Q Country.
Had an eye for things that glitter, but I was far from being made of gold. I don't know how, but I scraped up the money. I just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo, take that new job in Tennessee. And I quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me. Just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I'd never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost just to see you smile. You said time was all you really needed. I walked away and let you have your space. All leaving didn't hurt me near as badly as the tears I saw rolling down your face. And yesterday I knew just what you wanted when you came walking up to me with him. I told you that I was happy for you, and given the chance I'd lie again. Just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost just to see you smile.
Just to see you smile,
I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost just to see you smile.
Life with belong to you. Yeah, you're my everything. In case you didn't know, I'm crazy about you. I would be lying if I said that I could live this life without you. Even though I don't tell you all the time, you had my heart a long, long time ago. Yeah, you had my heart a long, long time ago. In case you
morning.
98Q Country. teaching me to be a better man. I don't want to take this life for granted like I used to do. No, no, I want to love somebody like you. I'm ready to
yeah.
that I always sleep alone. I ain't saying that I ain't met no one else. Done a little bit of midnight moving on. And I ain't saying when I do that it don't help. Leave with someone I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. Hey, I can forget you, girl, for good. Even though I should, I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. I always take it to the edge, then I back it up. They don't know I got a reason for acting up. I ain't felt a damn thing, baby, after us. Yeah, I'm just hoping you'll come back to us. That's wishful thinking, baby, honestly. But I know you ain't forgotten me. So I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. Leave with someone I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. Yeah, I could have three words on my tongue, but I won't ever say them, cause I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case.
With us.
Oh, yeah.
We got one of those Facebook thingies if you want to follow us.
98Q Country.
Pop a top again. I've just got time for one more round. Set them up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. I'd like for you to listen to a joke I heard today from a woman who said she was through and calmly walked away. I tried to smile and did a while, but it felt so out of place. Did you ever hear of a clown with teardrops streaming down his face? Pop a top again. I think I'll have another round. Set 'em up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. Cause a row of fools on a row of stools is not what's on my mind. But then you see her leaving me is not what I prefer. So it's either here just drinking beer or home remembering her. Pop a top again. I think I'll have another round. Sit 'em up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. Pop a top again.
Alan Jackson at 98Q Country at 26 minutes after 6 o'clock. And here we are on a Monday. Well, that was a weekend. It's a good one for you, hopefully. It was a busy one for your morning guy. It's one of those weekends where it was just like I was out of touch. It was a good weekend because I was busy doing stuff, so I wasn't on my phone much. I wasn't checking news headlines and all that stuff. I was just kind of out of the loop for a weekend. It felt good. It felt good. So that's my tip to you. If you feel like you're addicted to your phone, if you feel like you can't stop checking whatever it might be, get busy, all right? Do something where you can leave your phone on your lawn chair, you know, and then go do something else. It works. It works. So you need a distraction is what I'm saying. Got a pretty good week of weather for you here with temperatures probably lingering right around right around 76 today. Today will be the coolest day of the week. 80 tomorrow, upper 80s on Wednesday, and then lingering around 80 again later in the week. So a little spike on Wednesday. Other than that, 75-80 range. Good start to the day. This is just a perfect summer morning. 56 is our temperature, and by lunchtime today, we'll probably be up to about 70-72, so nothing crazy. Rain chances kind of scattered over the next few days. Not today, but tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday. Just a few scattering of rain showers. Doesn't look like any washouts in there. So if you pick this week to be here in the Northwoods, maybe you're camping out at Soberg, Smith Lake, wherever you're out there. Maybe you got a resort up here that you rented for a week. You did a good job. All right. A plus on the weather. I think you're gonna enjoy it. Again, 56 is our wake up temp. Goodness gracious, the Brewers. This is getting crazy. These past six victories over the Dodgers are one of the better stretches in the Brewers' history as far as taking down a team that has just a huge payroll and just great players. And the Brewers not only swept them at home, but then they went to L.A. and beat the Dodgers three games out in L.A. Come from behind win yesterday, was it? Yeah. I was kind of in and out. I was watching the scores, but not really adamantly because I was on the move. But the Brewers, look at the Brewers now. The Brewers and the Cubs basically are tied for the best record in the National League, and they're just like a half a game or percentage point behind Detroit for the best record in all of baseball. So it's not like the Cubs are playing horribly. It's just that the Brewers have won 10 in a row. 10 in a row. 59 and 40 now. Brewers and Cubs tied for first. I'm going to stay out on the left coast for a few more games here. They're going to take on the Seattle Mariners now. We got an 8:40 game time tonight, tomorrow night, and then a 2:40 game on Wednesday. So a little bit of a nap today if you're going to stay up and watch the crew. 8:05 pregame here on the radio tonight. Might be one of those nights where you say, I got to go to bed, and then we'll just listen to it right here on 98Q as you fall asleep. Or maybe the Brewers, you know, get us an 8 or 9 nothing lead so you can, you know, maybe get to bed at a decent time. That would be nice. We have the Gray Area coming up after 8 this morning. Gray and I will have a few things to discuss from the weekend. We had a little four-person golf scramble that we took part in. Had a lot of fun with that with Big G and my son on Saturday. So tales of fame and glory. No cash, but fame and glory from the weekend. We'll do the Gray Area coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. It's 6:30. We'll get you updated twice an hour on what's going on. So let's get ABC in here and kick off a twice an hour news sports update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. An off-duty Border Patrol agent recovering after being shot during a botched robbery attempt in New York City over the weekend. Police don't think he was intentionally targeted, but they do say the suspect was in the U.S. illegally and had a long criminal record. A deadly day in Gaza as Israeli troops open fire near a crowd of Palestinians trying to get food. ABC's Patrick Reval.
Nearly 70 killed and more than 150 wounded, according to the Hamas-run health ministry. The bloodshed happening as thousands were desperate seeking flour in northern Gaza. This man says, we raised our hands like this, signaling we were peaceful. Then they started firing at us. The IDF, questioning the casualty figures, saying they fired to remove a, quote, immediate threat.
More cries for more information in the Jeffrey Epstein case, as those clamoring for it say releasing grand jury transcripts could take a long time and would ultimately require the approval of a judge. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Doing some yard work? Just remember, after all the rain we had last week, you might find things holding water around your yard, and that's nothing but an invitation for mosquitoes to come and lay their eggs. Remember, fight the bite and tip, toss, and drain standing water to keep mosquitoes from buzzing around your home. You can prevent mosquito bites and the diseases they can carry with tips found at dhs.wisconsin.gov/mosquito. Sunday, August 3rd at 10:45 a.m., it's B&B Insurance's 7th Annual Kitty Car Race. You can bring your own battery-operated car, pedal bike, skateboard, rollerblades, anything you can race with. This will be located in front of the Old Pal Cafe on Division Street in downtown Park Falls. You can pre-register with a link found on B&B Insurance's Facebook page, or you can show up on the day of the race at 10:30 to register. Please remember the race starts at 11 a.m., 1 hour before the Flamborama Parade, and this is for ages 2 to 8. Pre-registration is much appreciated, and this is a completely free event. Each registered driver will receive a goodie bag loaded full of fun stuff, and there will be cookies. They will be doing 3 races, and there will be medals for 1st, 2nd, and 3rd places. Any questions? Give Blake or Tasha a call at 715-246-4043. Once again, this is taking place Sunday, August 3rd, with signups at 10:30 a.m. and the race beginning at 11, right in front of the Old Pal Cafe on Division Street in downtown Park Falls. Failure to fund a veteran housing program in the state budget has led 3 lawmakers to action. Lisa Hale reports.
3 Northeast Wisconsin legislators have introduced a bill to restore $1.9 million to the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. The VHRP operates 3 short-term housing facilities across the state in Chippewa Falls, Green Bay, and Union Grove. They provide temporary housing, job training, and resources to veterans facing homelessness. While Governor Tony Evers did add almost $2 million to his biennial budget proposal to keep funding all 3 sites, the Republicans in the Joint Finance Committee removed it. The JFC's failure to fund the VHRP will force the centers in Chippewa Falls and the Greater Green Bay area to close. A bill introduced by Senator Jamie Wall of Green Bay, Representative Ryan Spouty of Ashwaubenon, and Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner of Green Bay would restore that funding to the budget and save the locations in Chippewa Falls and Bellevue. Rivera-Wagner said veterans deserve better. Quote, in the face of federal cuts that just passed in Congress, it's disrespectful to leave those who have served our country out in the cold at a time where they have the most need. The legislature will reconvene in session this fall. In the meantime, the Chippewa Falls and Bellevue locations of VHRP will close on September 30th. Veterans residing at those locations will be offered alternative placement options and will continue to receive assistance through supportive services. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers head to Seattle.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers opening a 3-game series against the Mariners at T-Mobile Park. The Brewers with a 6-5 win yesterday on the road against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Manager Pat Murphy, pleased with catcher Eric Haas and shortstop Joey Ortiz.
It felt good that we kept grinding at bats out. They know how they have to play. And, you know, Eric Haas, you know, he doesn't get to play very much, getting a big RBI with 2 outs. You know, Ortiz, what can you say about the way the guy played? great defense.
The Brewers have now won 10 in a row. NFL Packers reporting to Green Bay for the start of Wednesday's first day of practice. Linebacker Quay Walker, physically unable to perform, he's been dealing with that ankle injury at the end of last season.
Hard to say. I think I just do too much thinking, to be honest with you, instead of just going out there and just play. Half is making me think, whatever the case may be, it'd just be me trying to do everything right instead of just lining up and just playing. I can be a real, real productive player.
That's Packers linebacker Quay Walker with Sports on Mike Clemens.
If you've been diagnosed with dementia or care for someone who has, the ADRC of the North is here to help. A local dementia care specialist offers free consultations and support to connect you with resources that help you stay active and engaged in your community. Services include support groups in Phillips and Park Falls, along with other social and educational opportunities. Call the ADRC of the North at 1-866-663-3607 to learn more about what a dementia care specialist can do for you.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
The archery season may be over 2 months away, but now's the time to start getting ready. Make sure your bow is ready for the upcoming season. Bring it into Bader's Sports Center in Phillips. They'll check your bow over to make sure it's in good working order, replace strings and cable if needed, and do any fine tuning to ensure that you're ready to hit the woods with confidence. Check out the selection of broadheads, arrows, crossbow bolts, and everything else to help ensure a successful hunt. Bader's Sports Center, 262 South Lake Avenue, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Do Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya, guselkumab, may help, with rapid remission achieved at 12 weeks and lasting clinical remission at 1 year. Some even saw visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease and adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Healing is possible with Tremfya. Approximately 3 out of 10 patients were in endoscopic remission at 1 year, based on areas visualized on colonoscopy, which may not represent the deeper bowel layer or entire GI tract. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm, our low around 60. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
98Q Country.
Whiskey is a gasoline that lights the fire that burns the bridge. Ice creates a water that's no longer running under it. Stool holds a fool that pours the whiskey on his broken heart. Cigarettes create the smoke that hides the lonesome in his eyes. The jukebox plays Hank, I'm so lonesome I could cry. Dance floor holds the folks trying to forget who they are. That's what happens in every little honky-tonk bar. Friday night, it's a given. I'll be L-I-V-N-living. We'll dance on the bar till we're sleeping and off in the car. Monday morning, it's a given. I'll be D-R-H-E.
happens in every little honky-tonk bar. Hypnotized waitress, short skirt, gets hit on by every guy. Coming and going, always rolling with the flow. Bartender, pour drinks, told to go do a shot. You think you're tall and bulletproof until somebody says you're not. You step outside thinking you're gonna show them you are. That's what happens in every little honky-tonk bar. Friday night, it's a given. We'll be in life, in living. We'll dance on the bar till we're sleeping it off in the car. Monday morning, it's a given. We'll be D-R-A-G-N drag. That's what happens in every little honky-tonk bar. Yeah, that's what happens in every little honky-tonk bar. Whiskey is a gasoline that lights the fire that burns the breeze.
Crank it out!
Let's kick it off!
Real country variety.
I love their variety.
98Q Country.
I've been sitting here staring at the clock on the wall. And I've been laying here praying, praying she won't call. It's just another call from home. And you'll get it and be gone and I'll be crying. Beg you not to leave, but I'll be left here waiting with my heart on my sleeve. Oh, for the next time we'll be here. Seems like a million years, and I think I'm dying. What do I have to do to make you see? She can't love you like me. Why don't you stay? I'm down on my knees. I'm so tired of being lonely. Don't I give you what you need? When she calls you to go, there is one thing you should know. We don't have to live this way. Baby, why don't you stay? Yeah. You keep telling me, baby, there will come a time when you leave her arms and forever. But I don't think that's the truth. And I don't like being used. And I'm tired of waiting. It's too much pain to have to bear. To love a man you have to share. Why don't you stay? Down on my knees. I'm so tired of being lonely. Don't I give you what you need? When she calls you to go, there is one thing you should know. We don't have to live this way. won't you stay? I'm up off my knees. I'm so tired of being lonely. You can't give me what I need. When she begs you not to go, there is one.
Country.
We were small town meant to be. My mama loved her, her daddy loved me. We burned up the road between her house and mine. In her driveway, and by the time I hit the highway, she called to tell me goodnight one more time. And she'd say, love you, miss you, mean it, boy, I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I can't wait to feel you hold me again. Till then I'll be counting down the minutes, I'll be climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it, need it. Love you, miss you, mean it, baby. When graduation came, UGA was calling her name. We thought 200 miles was nothing, we couldn't get through. But after that first fall, got longer between the calls, and I couldn't help but wonder what happened to my little love. You miss you, mean it, girl. I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I can't wait to feel you hold me again. Till then, I'll be counting down the minutes. I'll be climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it, need. Said, I don't know about you, but I love you, miss you, mean it. I still see you when I'm dreaming. I just wanna feel you hold me again. And I've been counting down the minutes. I'll keep climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it, need it. Love you, miss you, mean it.
Luke Bryan at 98Q Country. Love you, miss you, mean it. Hope you are well on a Monday, the 21st day of July. And we have a nice week for you weather-wise. Some mid-70s today, tomorrow, pushing 80, upper 80s. Wednesday's going to be a hot one. Wednesday probably 88 or so. But the rest of it should be manageable. As long as that humidity doesn't get crazy, we should be all right. We've got another keyword for you. After 7 o'clock, we have four of our 12 text-to-win qualifiers in the books. Jesse was our qualifier on Friday. So four qualifiers so far. We're going to try to get you qualified today. Now, tomorrow, I want to give you a little heads up. Tomorrow, we're going to give away a pair of Brewer tickets, completely separate from our laid-back summer giveaway. And it'll be for Saturday's game. It'll be for Saturday's contest against the Miami Marlins. Is that right? Yeah, 6:10 will be the first pitch. So keep that in mind. If that works for you, maybe you could slip away down to AmFam Field and watch the hottest team in baseball. Hopefully they'll still be the hottest team in baseball. On Saturday, a 6:10 first pitch. Tomorrow, we'll give you a chance to text to win those Brewer tickets. We don't have, I was just looking at our list of Brewer tickets. Our number of giveaways for Brewer tickets is winding down here. We don't have a whole lot of tickets left. We've been giving away a lot of various fundraisers and stuff like that. So this will be not the final chance, but one of the final chances for you to win some Brewer tickets. We'll do that tomorrow. Your laid-back summer keyword is coming up after 7 o'clock. Some words of wisdom to get this Monday rolling. Let's take a moment this morning to focus on the family.
Let me ask you a simple question that has a complex answer. Are human beings nothing more than biological machines? Or is there something more to us, something that transcends mere flesh and blood? Questions like that have challenged humanity for centuries, partly because we like to explain our world in clear-cut terms. We like things to be either all black or all white. No gray. But you can't define human life so easily. Each of us has a physical body, but we have a spiritual side as well. You can't see it or touch it, but it's there, and it's real. To visualize the complexity of human nature, consider one of those optical illusion drawings, like a staircase or a river that ends in the same place it begins. That's the mind-bending character of human nature. Human life is biological, but it transcends mere biology. Although your spiritual side can't be seen or touched, it can be experienced. Even if you resist spiritual thoughts, they bubble up from somewhere deep inside anyway. When you least expect it, you'll find yourself hoping that there's something more than living and dying, something that carries on even after the biological machine stops running. And there is. We are more than a mixture of chemicals that create the illusion of something real. We are spiritual beings as well, in touch with the transcendent and capable of love, faith, and worship. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
God is at work and He's calling His people to rise in truth. Truth Rising is a powerful new documentary from Focus on the Family and the Colson Center. See how ordinary Christians choose courage in a culture that needs truth. Watch Truth Rising starting September 5th and find out how you can be a part of the change and become an agent of restoration. Sign up at truthrising.com. That's truthrising.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
I thought about it for a while before I ordered them, but I love the smell of them. So it's a good thing.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Go to balanceofnature.com and get 35% off your first preferred set with free shipping as a new preferred customer by using discount code BALANCE.
Len Stankel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mine in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Hungry enough to eat a menu? Good news! The Park Falls Family Restaurant has one too big to fit in the radio. Swing by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner anytime. Craving Mexican? Grab a chimichanga, burrito, quesadilla, fajita, or taco. Pick your meat, grab some chips and salsa, and don't miss those new jalapeno cheese curds. Located on Highway 13 in Park Falls. They're open at 7 a.m. daily. Veterans, they salute you with 10% off anything on the menu.
Q Country.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
98Q Country.
The sun's gone down since you got gone.
I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone, all tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy. Keeping better company lately. I'm doing all right for the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right. Blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Willie turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell. But I don't care if you never come back. Cause who needs you when I got friends like that? You and I'd be tangled up. Yeah, but that's alright. This fire's been keeping me warm enough. Holding on to you, girl, who needs that? I got a white knuckle grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up. On my own, girl, I might lose it, but I got right. Blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Waylon turned up on a JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell. But I don't care if you never come back. Cause who needs you when I got friends like that? Yeah, I got friends like that. Yeah, telling me I don't need you no more.
Telling me I don't need you no more.
This kind of thing is what friends are for. Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Doing all right for the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Willie turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell. But I don't care if you never come back. Cause who needs you when I got friends like that?
The smell of a charcoal grill.
Yummy.
The sound of a distant cannonball. And your country station playing the perfect music. That's summer in the country.
98 Q Country.
They read you Cinderella. You hoped it would come true, that one day your Prince Charming would come rescue you. You like romantic movies, you never will forget the way you felt when Romeo kissed Juliet. All this time that you've been waiting, you don't have to wait no. I can love you like that. I would make you my world, move heaven and earth if you were my girl. I will give you my heart, be all that you need, show you your everything that's precious to me. If you give me a chance, I can love you like that. I'd never make a promise I don't intend to keep. So when I say forever, forever's what I mean. I'm no Casanova, but I swear this much is true. I'll be holding nothing back when it comes to you. You dream of love that's everlasting. Well, baby, open up your eyes. I can love you like that. I would make you my world, move heaven and earth if you were my girl. I
will give.